Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. This is the coup de grace. Yes, this is the Ask Uncle Billy show. And this is the one where I get a great chance to tell that, hey, the grand opening is Monday for the true foundation Ask Uncle Billy show. Whereas 2 hours is going to be 2 hours. Tonight, it's just going to be like a commentary show to get you all straight and upset, get you right there to the tip of the iceberg, and then tell you on the other side of that iceberg is Hawaii. You know what I'm saying? Get you right there and then let it let it shock you and surprise you, because there is no finish until you get to Peter Pan and Never Never Land. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But to start the show off tonight, it's like what it is. Heads up. There is no tie goes to the runner. It's really just impossible because we don't know when the race is over. So all of that weight, and I said it earlier, that weight and that, I don't know why we practice it so much, but we are so, and I don't even know if this is a word, unproactive, because, and yes, sometimes we have to make them up, but that's life. We have to make stuff up sometimes because things are so much out of the ordinary now that, you got to adapt. You got to be able to spend on a dime. Because, young kids are so, got to have it now. And just tell the truth, it's not just young kids. It's everybody. It's an I need it now type thing. And for ideas to be put on the table, for good times to be saying, told to wait and wait till we do better. Well, I got quite a number of reasons why I don't like that word wait. And most of it concerning age and bad health and all of that. Life is too short to keep trying to say wait. It's called procrastination. Fear of the future is what I call it. Fear of success is what it really is. And we just have to stop doing that let's wait and see stuff. Because you don't know how much longer you're going to have to wait and see. And me, well, you know what my fact is on it. I'm getting older and wiser. And my windows of opportunity, and I tell this to all my family members, don't come ask me to wait. Wait for what? My windows of opportunity are closing up every hour, every day. And that's because I'm still trying to do some things that I really don't want to do. And I'm still trying to do. So, I'm doing it for them, you know, and stuff like that. That's what I keep telling myself. And a lot of these things I'm just doing because I like the risk taking. But, however, the fact of the matter is, you never know. So ain't no tie goes to the runner. You can't have that success and not be here to do anything about it at the same time, you know, unless you plan it that way. And to me, that's not truly success. Now, you know, just go on and pass it on. Go on and, you know, tell somebody else what you were doing and, you know, all of that in a bag of chips. I'm putting most of mine on tape right now because I asked the young lady, was she writing my book? She said, yeah. I said, well, look, you know, we ain't going to have no time for me to just be sitting down and tell. I said, what I'll do is I get my tape recorder out and I start taping stuff and letting you go from there. And then you can call me and ask questions. She said, oh, I didn't know you wanted to do it like that. I said, yeah. I said, fast as I can, when I can. You know, while I'm sitting around doing nothing, I can be taping information for you to be asking questions about, you know. Well, why did you say this? Why did you say that? Maybe you, if you don't understand it, you're the wrong person to be writing my book then. Because if you ask me why would I say something like that, baby, that's the way I was raised. You know, people, even when they are raised differently and considerably different, I might add, you know, some people say, oh, he wasn't raised in a two-family household, or he was raised by a single parent. Those are excuses. I said the way that I was raised, you know, neither one of them no excuse. I had a split household, enjoyed every minute of it when I found out that's what it was or that's what it was supposedly called or whatever, you know. Got pretty good schooling from both parents, you know. different, yeah, quite different. But here to say, I think it helped me on my merry way. You know, I went down a few bad roads like everybody else does. Like, but you know, some of us are just don't like to admit to it, and some of us said it just wasn't the time right then. Whatever, you know. But again, there is no tie goes to the runner because you never know. So all of that procrastination and stuff you do, think about it before you do it. Just think about it. Why am I really waiting? Is it fear? Is it apprehension? You know, that's different than fear. I don't care what nobody else said, you know. And I say this over and over again. It's the way you was raised. The words are meant to be used for use and control of what you try to achieve. That's it. That's it. So, you know, your terminology and my terminology might be different, but we can always agree to disagree. You know, because one word in my community where I live now is different from the same word used in the neighborhood that I was raised up in. Y'all will catch that in a minute. Sooner or later, y'all realize that we're all culturally different from household to household sometimes. You know, not growing up in the same environment, not growing up in the same type, you know, situation. All of that affects your growth, good, bad, or indifferent. So, you know, but if you got the right attitude about it and you don't let it have an adverse effect on you because other people think the way you grew up was bad or great or you were small or whatever, you know, all of it's different. Remember, we were all different when we were born. Now, because of financial situations, things change. And, of course, when things change, people do too. Y'all will catch that in a minute. Y'all will really catch that in a minute. Because that is a big part of why we're all here now. Really, if it wouldn't, for lack of better words, the utilization of trying to achieve some information that might bring you to higher heights, do something for you a little later on by saying, well, I heard this, I heard that. Yeah, well, it's a good thing to talk about because the differences are that sometimes if you got it, it'll help you in all kinds of ways that if you didn't have it. And y'all know what that is, you know, because sometimes you can spin it around, you can do what you want to do, do what you need to do, and not that wasn't S-P-E-N-D, it was S-P-I. I-N. Yeah, see what I'm saying? Differences in the word, differences in the terminology. And in fact, the utilization of them are sometimes utilized, like I said, to cover up having to discuss it too long. So, you know, you have to put some of your eggs in this basket, some of your eggs in the other basket, because that's the way it is. I know y'all remember that news, man, now, all you old heads, but the fact of the matter is there are so many differences there. When you get to discussing some of your successes and winnings, does it get graphic enough about your struggles and your sacrifices that you make? You know, people don't realize, you know, sometimes you wasn't born with a silver spoon in your mouth. I paused on purpose so that some of that would marinate your soul. So some of that would settle in on what I was saying. What I was trying to say was, some people acquire financial stability through hard work and labor, unbeknownst to them at the time, by going to automotive school, back in school at Lincoln. I know they used to have the automotive classes, the wood shops, stuff like that. Well, I got kind of handy in the wood shop class. So later in life, I think I was about 27, 28, I took up a class with a OIC, and because I saw a truism right down the street from me was a upholstery shop that didn't look like it was going to last too long. All of this was settling in at a time when they was offering classes in upholstery at OIC. And the thought processes were rolling and thinking, and I said, well, yeah, this would be pretty good here. And people were asking, why are you taking up that? Why, you know, I didn't think you liked that kind of stuff. Well, see, that's what I'm saying. You can't place was never discussed, never thought about on the table to someone that don't even know you fathom those type of ideas. You know, the song Backstabbers and all of that. You got to put all of that into play. I know it don't have a real correlation right now to most of the people, but I say that so that when someone calls in tonight or tomorrow or Monday, where they'll bring that back up, and, you know, the topic of conversation still be about discussing, because it's going to be always be a topic of discussion when you're talking about getting to where you came from, getting to, you know, because sooner or later, a lot of other folk call it, let's get back to basics. If you really want to understand what I'm saying, the same thing, getting back to where you came from. You see what I'm saying? So let's get real. Let's keep it straight. And it's all about understanding and developing a sense of agree and disagree. If we can get on the same page and have an ambassador or advocate, so to speak, that'll break it down to where you have a meeting of the mind with someone in the middle that can break down both sides. I hope y'all understanding all of this. I hope you're relating to a lot of this, because the fact of the matter is, I've been pole broke in 21. I've been pole broke in 51. I've been pole broke in 61. And I can go back further than that. I can go back pole broke in 11. But, you know, when you're a child, you don't know you poor and broke. Because other folk can't tell you you poor and broke. Because like my daddy used to say, boy, as long as you're sharp, and don't wear no glass pants, people don't know you broke unless you act like you broke. And I said, Dad, how do you act like you broke? He's about telling everybody you broke. And I said, yeah, well, okay, I understand that. And I don't think I never wanted to tell too many folk I was broke. You know, on occasion, they have to tell a few girlfriends that around Christmas and Valentine's Day and all of that. But I'm sure we all did that once or twice. But like Daddy said, as long as you didn't have on no glass pants, you didn't have to prove it. So, but back to the facts. So at a time when people are using the thing that, well, I can't relate to them. I can't speak to them. Well, ask Uncle Billy is here. Ask Uncle Billy. And if you don't believe me, ask some of the folk that know me. I ain't going to lie to you. I ain't going to lie for you. And I ain't going to lie about you. But I will tell you the facts. And that's what it's all about. I can tell you how to relate to my cousins, my brothers, my all of that. I can tell you how to relate to my friends. And when you ask me, where did you get those shoes at? I just told the guy that on the phone 30 minutes ago. But, you know, because these are the facts, see. And, I go back in a history of doing my shopping, my dressing, my stuff. You know, I'm a South Dallas native, you know. That's where I came from. That's where my mission statement tells you I'm from, going to be forever and ever and ever. That's where my heart is. I didn't leave my heart in San Francisco. I'm in Garland now, but I left my heart in South Dallas. And guess what? I'm on the way back to pick it up as often as I can. I try to go in South Dallas, do something in South Dallas, eat in South Dallas. Really, I've been trying to sleep in South Dallas. Yeah, I'm looking for, quiet as it's kept, I'm looking for something in South Dallas again. Yes, sure am. Ain't that right, Miss Rent Lady? But now back to the basics. So I like to shop in South Dallas. I like to talk all things about South Dallas. Not only because I get all my compliments from what I put on, what I buy in South Dallas. I guess you don't buy from nowhere else. Hardly ever. Yeah, that's a truism. That's a Bonton Real conversation. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't understand what Bonton Real means, it means that's a statement that if I tell you I shop at one place all the time, I eat at three different places all the time, well, actually four now, they opened up another place that I really, really do like over there. I know y'all haven't heard of them. Elaine's Kitchen. Yeah. Blackjack Pizza. That's two. I know y'all haven't heard of her, but, you know, y'all don't know it. She's straight out of South Dallas. Emerson's Chicken. Yeah, created in South Dallas. And Two Partners Restaurant. If I gave you all some history on all of those, you'd be saying, oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, That's because you're too busy going off all the time. And then you look at my shoes, and the first thing you say, ooh, those are some sharp shoes. Bet you didn't get them in no $5. Bet you lying. Bet you lying. I ain't bought a shoe nowhere else but in $5 for almost 30 years. You don't have to go very far when you know what you're doing. Yeah, I met a guy, 1983. This kind of older gentleman came and I had a store out in West Dallas called Green's Fashion Boutique. I was right next to the public library right there on Singleton, right across from the shopping center. I know y'all know where it is. It's been a barber shop. It's been a beauty salon. It's been a lot of different places. But it wasn't never rocking like it was when I had Green's Fashion Boutique. Them doors were swinging open like God Dog Me saloon doors. And I was selling ladies' fashions and clothes out of there fast as I could get them. Because I kept a sale going on, and it was booming. Yeah, 1982-93. And this older guy comes in with some flyers. He was trying to create a conglomerate. And I'm from South Dallas. I'm from Bonton. And I looked at him, and I started talking to him, and the conversation was so interesting. You know, I had to ask him, how did you come to this? You know, because see what he was saying was of the utmost importance if you're in any type of business in the world, building relationships. And his name was Mr. Washington. And he was the owner, founder, and everything of a shop that I'd been by a million times. Hadn't really did a lot of shopping in my young years. In this, I think it was like the 70s, I might have bought a pair of shoes or two from him. But I wasn't quite the shopper that I presumably turned out to be, you know. Didn't get out that merch, you know. I was slow staying tight. But after a couple of accidents and incidents and whatever, I'd settled down and went back to school and everything. So, yes, I went to school to be a teacher. In 82, I come out of school, and that's when I started at Green's Fashion Boutique. It was a family-owned business. And so after meeting him, I got more involved because I'd never got past of what he was saying, and I visited his shop in about the same year, shortly thereafter, I started really because I was getting out a lot more. I was spreading my wings a lot more and, you know, feeling like some changes were going to come. You know, Sam Cook owned Redden at that time, a lot at that time. I was listening to him. And change was going to come. And I knew it. I just didn't know that it was going to concern me getting out as much as I did. Because a couple of years later, I started working at the Dallas Weekly. And Robert's ready-to-wear was right down the street from where I eventually moved, right around the corner from where I eventually moved, but right down the street from where I worked 16 hours a day. So it was that and seeing Mr. Washington again after just a couple of years and listening to him, I used to go down and talk with him about, you know, his program and how it worked out, and he had started a merchants association, and so I want to get back off into that a lot deeper, because I am now I'm able to spread the joy on air, and also my web page will be up by next week. I don't want to say Friday or next week, because hopefully I get it up soon and do another call in and tell folks I want to be on the air next Wednesday, and because my website is up and whatever. But I'm hoping to get it up real soon, real, real soon. But anyhow, to finish the story right there, I talked with Reverend Sam a lot about some of the things he was trying to do and the Merchants Association, and I talked to some other merchants that was up on the Malcolm X part, and the ideas and the things that was flourishing, and it's about to get larger, y'all, because people didn't know then that I'd been schooled by Reverend Washington and a lot more people in the area, in the community, you know, the Clean South Dallas people. And some of these folk and some of these organizations are still there. They're just not getting the notoriety as a lot of the other self-help organizations and the whatever else, but the business end of it and the quality of the front page news and stuff is not getting out there enough. But guess what? That's another reason for the Ask Uncle Billy show. And so once we get this cranked up and get some of these, because I love it when people ask me, "Ooh, man, where did you get that suit? Where did you get that hat? Where did you get that, man, where did you get that shirt?" And, you know, well, everybody that's anybody. I didn't see but a couple of more pairs of them in my life, a couple of pairs of shoes that I got from Roberts, because they were very different. Yes. And I am so proud to be able to say that. When you go by there and you shop, you're going to start hearing about it a whole lot more. Tonight is just me telling most of my friends that's listening, me telling most of my family that's listening, yes, stop asking me for my shoes. Go buy Roberts Ready to Wear and pick some up. You might pick some up that I like and I'll be able to take them, get some of my shoes back. So that's what it's all about. We're going to share the joy. My mission statement says it loud and clear. I'm going to enhance a whole lot of different lives by introducing them to the owners of Roberts Ready to Wear, St. Phillips School, the Clean South Dallas people, and a whole lot more. It's so much, and I try to tell people all of this all at the same time, because it's so many people that, and trust me when I say this, really, really trust me when I say this, it's so many people that have not been to South Dallas. It is, I know it's pathetic, I know it's hard to say. You live in a city that people be talking about going to Florida, people be talking about going to Mexico, people be talking about going to Houston and everywhere else. It's a lot of people been in Dallas for 40 years and ain't never been to South Dallas. Y'all don't hear me? But you have to understand, there's a reason for it. We're not going to bring up the reason tonight, because that's not the name of our game. The name of our game is bringing up the sacrifices and the struggles that you had to get go through to get to where you're going. Some of y'all think you already arrived, but you ain't got there yet. As long as somebody else is dragging back there, that means you back there. Because your mind is there, your heart is there. So it's called inclusion. It's called inclusion. We're going to all have to come together, or we're going to all be back there. And by back there, let me tell y'all what it is to be back there, where you can't get to the grocery stores when you get ready. You can't get to wash materials. Saving the land for the land break. Y'all don't hear me. See, it's hell to be disconnected from your neighbor and you don't know it. But it begins to show so much that you have somebody standing outside with you on the bus stop and they your neighbor and you don't know it. That's so ludicrous to me. But that's the way it's been agendalized. I told y'all I'm making up words now. But the hidden agenda sometimes mean it to be like that. Have people move into you every other week. Because housing ain't good enough. Housing ain't safe enough. The neighborhood. I asked somebody last week. I asked on the whole show. Are you afraid to stand up in your neighborhood and say what's wrong with your neighborhood? Are you afraid to stand out? Are you afraid to retaliation go set in if you say y'all can't get the fire trucks down there because of so-and-so, or y'all can't get grocery stores down there because of that? Ain't you all tired of that same kind of stuff? Well, stand up and stand out. It ain't gonna get better until you make it better. So if you don't stand up and stand not, who gonna do it? If not you, who? If not now, when? It's gonna take more than just listening at Uncle Billy rave and rant and go on than for you to just stand out there by yourself. You got to start talking to your neighbor. You got to get up and get out and do something different. You know what they say insanity is, don't you? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome. Oh, I know y'all heard that one. Yeah, doing the same thing over and over again but expecting a different outcome. That don't work. So what I am trying to say is inclusion. It's a slow process. It's a slow process. If you find out your neighbor likes slits malt liquor, something to that effect. Buy your neighbor a six-pack of Smith's malt liquor. Yeah, you know, it costs to make friends sometimes. You don't have to love them, you know. It's a process to it, but, you know, to make a friend, sometimes you have to become a friend. And if that's what it takes, you know, Malcolm X said it best. And, then you won't go to selective listening. You want to go to selective thinking, all of that selfish stuff, excuse the French, but you know it happens sometimes. But you want to go to that old selfish stuff about, well, he didn't buy me no beer. See that? I just use that as a metaphor to just throw something out there. If your neighbor's yard need cleaning up, you can start by trying to help him. You know what I'm saying? It's not just that. That's, Lord have mercy, you're going to get paralysis of the analysis just by trying to think. He trying to make me go to work? No, it ain't nothing like that. Use the abilities that you have to acquire knowledge about your neighbor. What can you do to find out a little bit more about him, make him happy, and, you know, to, so that you can tell him, say, man, your yard needs to be kept cleaner than this or whatever, you know, so that you can talk to him, so that you can make conversation, so that you can, God dog me, stand out on the bus stop and know who you're talking to. That's all I'm saying. Golly. You want to take it to the river and wash it down and all of that there. He didn't never clean my yard, not all that old unnecessary stuff. Man, it's all about inclusion. Because once we start including and spreading it out and spreading the joy, it goes a lot further. Greenside, Dallas is tomorrow. How many of y'all getting out? See, I wish I could get out, because God dog me, I'll be busy tomorrow. All y'all that don't know me, like I said, I ain't going to lie to you, I ain't going to lie for you, and I ain't going to lie about you. But, yeah, I'll be tied up, and I really, really do hate it, because I was at one of the first Greenside, Dallas. I can't say exactly that I was at the first, but I was at a lot of them. And I loved every minute of it, because you got to see new people. You got to do, ooh, you wasn't here last year. You missed it. You missed it. They had this, they had that. And, man, they had a clean-up job in South Dallas, but the party was in Short North Dallas, what we used to call Short North Dallas, over by Baylor Hospital. Yeah, over on Swiss Avenue. Y'all don't hear me. See, y'all don't even understand all of that. This time, and I'm like I said, I didn't have enough time to try to get it set on no different days or nothing. But next time, I'm going to have a lot more input, because I know the lady now. I know the people now, see? And Greenside, Dallas is doing exactly what it was meant to be, but we're not participating. See, the thing is, everybody else come from some other area. We still at home oversleeping because we had too many party houses or whatever last night, or party too long last night, and that's another problem. See, you include your night with your day just because you ain't got to work that day. Well, you got to do something else. You got other responsibilities that you ain't controlling properly. Yeah, I'm getting in your business. But I just figured I'd bring it up because Greenside, Dallas is a good way to meet your neighbors, your friends, and everybody else. Yeah, you can go get your 40 ounces afterwards, you know, or do whatever. But it's called inclusion. And coming up real soon, man, see, the things that we concern ourselves about, Lord have mercy. Yeah, y'all hear me. Y'all hear me this time. Y'all don't want to hear me. But y'all know I'm right. Because I'm going to be passing out some packets. About St. Philip. It's not until April of next year. But, you know, there's so many things and good things that we can be meeting other people about and growing in leaps and bounds about our own cultures and the things that's really relevant in our lives and our lifestyles today that we don't even try. Lord, I'm missing. Y'all don't hear me. But you know that sooner or later, we got to come out of the, I don't know what to call them. The caves or the whatever, and said, that's enough is enough. You know, the Celebrating Life Foundation, I know a lot of y'all understand it, because cancer affects most of our family in some way, fashion, or form. And I know y'all know it, because I can name five or six
of my immediate family. That's affected by cancer as we speak, or dead from it. Yeah, that's y'all, you heard me right. That's either dead or affected by cancer as we speak. Two of them are immediate family members, a mother and a daughter. So, and two others are me and my brother. Both had prostate cancer. And I also had liver cancer. So, you know, just some of the things that are relevant to you and yours and your whole society and everything else, just some of the things that you do normally all day long, every day. But systematically, the way you train yourself and whatever, it has no effect on you. No effect on your agenda. No effect on, and I'm just wondering, you know, because I'm going to ask Uncle Billy, and I'm going to ask you all some questions so that next week when I get started getting this feedback or these tweets or these emails, because next week the whole hog, I'm sending the whole hog at you. I'm going to be tweeting. I'm going to be Facebooking everything that's possible, and I'm trying to learn Instagram. If by Sunday I've learned Instagram, I'm going to plug it in. You all going to get to see some pictures from the hood, some pictures from Robert's Ready to Wear, where I shop, a lot of the eating places that I be at, because I'm going to have a cruising South Dallas section on my web page. If I don't have a one page, it's going to be Cruising South Dallas. So, yes, I'm coming. And like somebody told me today, I'm bringing everything but the kitchen sink. I said, no, you got to bring the kitchen sink because we're going to have to wash some dishes. Because when I go to South Dallas, I eat just like I went home and sat down at the big table, because I usually get, if I have to eat there, I don't like eating out. I'd rather get it and go home, like, you know, all of those places. So I'm going to be mingling around. I'm going to be seeing friends for the next couple of 3 weeks, because, like, it's almost like being home for the holidays. I know y'all don't hear me, but then y'all that know me understand what I'm saying. Man, once you get there and you get to mingling around and you get a barbecue sandwich here and a fish sandwich here, chicken sandwich over here, and you stop at Two Partners and get some of that lemonade, you stop at Blackjack Pizza and get some of that tea. Man, well, I know y'all don't hear me, y'all. Yeah, only those that know really understand what it is to be happy and healthy in South Dallas. And I'm mostly both every time I get there, win, lose, or draw. Because that's what it's all about. And so when people like Reverend Washington at Robert's Ready to Wear tell me about the struggles that he had trying to get people to come together, I know that the battle that I'm having is going to be just as unconquerable. But, you know, like they say in the medical field, if I can't help but one or two of you, I'm gonna say success. I won. You know what I'm saying? Because if I can get one or two of you to change your mind, change your idealism, change your prosperity habits, it's working. And that's all I can ask.
And that's another reason I say, ask Uncle Billy. If you really want to know, ask Uncle Billy. If you really want the truth, ask Uncle Billy. And if you really want to grow, ask Uncle Billy. That's what it's all about. And there's so many things. And when I used to explain to people why they should go to South Dallas, and I'd tell people, well, actually, have you ever been over in Farrell Park? Yeah, I go to the Farrell every year. Why did you actually go to the fair? Oh, I go to the fair because my children, and they like to ride those rides and do that there. I said, look, Farrell Park got more museums in them than any other, than downtown Dallas. That's the reason most of our museums are moving downtown. They're not getting the looks and the true visibility that they deserve by being in an area incorporated in an African American neighborhood. Now, I say that with tongue in cheek, but it's an actual fact. It doesn't get any of the recognition that it truly deserves. And I question that to no end. I question that. I'm going to have a meeting real soon with our city council person, and those are the type of questions I'm going to be asking. I had a meeting scheduled with her this week, but we were both kind of incapacitated and out of sync. Because of everything that's going on, and I know a lot of y'all are going to say, well, y'all just missed each other. Yes, we did. And we both greatly were disappointed because we didn't get a chance to meet. And as soon as we can, I'm going to be meeting with some other city council people, because it's about inclusion. It's about fighting off the delusions that we don't deserve. That is strictly delusional because if we appreciate it enough to fight for it, people will know that you deserve it. But, you know, if you sit down on your butt waiting for somebody else, they go that word again, wait, wait, wait. Waiting on somebody else to do something and waiting for somebody else to make a move before you say, well, no, I don't like them guys standing on my corner selling drugs or them guys. Oh, what you going to do about it? Every evening you pass them, you just go on home and do what you do. Inform the police officers or something. You know, I know you don't want to be no snitch because you ain't no all of that there. But your kids deserve more. Your family deserve more. Your friends that live across the street from you and next door to you deserve more. If you're not going to fight for you, at least fight for them. Oh, yeah, you hear me? I know you hear me. You might not like what I'm saying because, you know, that's the way that life is. But the fact of the matter is, if not you, who? Will your neighbors fight for you? That's what I'm talking about. Oh, you don't know. I forgot. You don't know your neighbors. They ain't been there for 6 months, and you ain't had a chance to meet them. But yet and still, you stand on the bus stop with them every morning, going to work. You know, y'all ride the same bus. Y'all just don't talk the same language. Oh, what you mean? Undoubtedly y'all don't. Y'all ain't talking. Y'all don't hear me. But the fact of the matter is, that's the way we do it. And that's the way we need to stop doing it. Because in some kind of deaf, for lack of a better word, hatred or self-pity or whatever you want to call it. We just don't think we deserve better. I don't know. Well, I ain't going to say we. I'm going to tell you that right now. Oh, I deserve everything I'm fighting for. And right now, I'm fighting for the lives of all my friends and family in South Dallas. And failure is not an option. I'm asking for everybody to team up with me, because I ain't going to say get on my team. I ain't got no team yet. But I'm trying to team up. And I tell folks this on a regular basis, on a daily basis. I'm coming home. Yeah, I'm coming south. And quiet as it said, walk softly and carry a big stick. I'm bringing a new family with me. I'm bringing hopefully development and any type of business that want to come in and do something sensible, that's incorporate or grow or do something wise. I'm not saying that there's not a lot of businesses that I wouldn't actually cooperate with right now because of the rules and regulations and the way they change and everything, you know. And I see, and I hate for people to keep saying stuff like, well, you know, they finna legalize marijuana. Should have already did it, some people say it. You know, chronic illnesses and stuff like that. I don't know. I don't smoke it because I don't like it. But then, you know, it is a true misconception that it is something that to some, it's a hindrance if they can't get it. It's a problem because of their chronic illnesses and stuff. And so there's a medical thing. You know, it's all in the news and stuff. So I'm just keeping it real. If you don't like what I'm talking about, call in and tell me. But I'm just trying to tell you about keeping it real. See, because there are some things, like when it started happening in Colorado, and Colorado got to saying they was going to legalize it, man, people got all up and spoke, but they didn't even stay in Colorado. See what I'm saying? They don't want it legal because that brings about a precedent. Not no president, not no another Barack Obama, the best president ever, but it brings out a precedent that says, well, it happened over there the same way. So we're going to legalize it in Texas in 2 more years, 3 more years. You see what I'm saying? Same thing about gambling. We got the best lottery system in the world. But gambling is still illegal in Texas. You know, you can't have a poker game in black neighborhoods. Like, well, you know, you can have one. But they can still arrest you for it if you got a house, man. Or something along those lines. I don't know all the rules. I don't even play poker yet. But I'm going to play it, hopefully, one day. And hopefully legal in Dallas. But see, all of that is neither here nor there. So what I'm saying is, on my site, would I promote businesses like that? Yes, I would. One, for the fact of the matter is, it's legal somewhere. Oh, the gambling part. You know, fantasy football and stuff like that, that's high in the news. What about the stations and stuff that promoted that, that now they're saying in New York or somewhere that it's illegal and you can't do that because they cross so many lines and do. See, that's what I'm talking about. So, you know, it's up to the different individuals on how they want to promote. I wouldn't promote no awkward pornography or anything like that. I'm just telling y'all about the new website, the newest, best website in the whole wide world. No, it's not up yet, but soon to be, real soon. And it's going to come on with a bang, because I'm going to surprise and shock everybody that I can. One, because I'm going to have some clients on there that people wouldn't think a new website should or would have. Two, it's going to invite a lot of conversation that people need to be talking about anyhow. I know y'all hear me. I know what y'all are talking about. See, because I'm out there. Plus, I got a young lady out there called Miss Lady on the Street with the Word. So she is as in-depth about the cultural awareness of South Dallas as I am. She likes discussing it with the young folk on the street and talking with them and asking them what's really going on, what you're really feeling and stuff like that. Some of the barbershops and stuff that we're going to be getting into, they're going to be asking some of these questions. I remember when I was out there at the Weekly, one of our best promoted efforts was doing a barbershop segment with Mr. Ed Harris. I remember him, man, it was so wonderful. And so many, many years ago. And so all of that kind of stuff brings back in mind that it's a lot of things that we were doing well, but what we forgot to do is maintain the relationship with the community. So that's what we're going to be bringing back. We're going to start a lot of relationship mending. We're going to start discussing relevant topics a lot more. This is starting Monday. Y'all don't hear me? But as soon as you start seeing the different information from some of our local organizations and local friends and family, you know, this dog will hunt. So, you know, if I have to dig deep to find out really what's going on around that corner off Bear Street, I don't need to ask nobody. I'm going to tell you, and I ain't going to kick in no doors or nothing like that. I ain't no damn private investigator. I'm just going to ask with a smile like I usually do. Hey, y'all, this is Uncle Bill. One of my neighbors or one of my friends, one of my cousins told me to ask y'all, what y'all doing in there? Yeah, y'all hear me? Y'all hear me? I'm going to just let you know. I'm giving you a heads up. I'm coming, because the struggles and sacrifices I done made make me legal. Yeah, you know what they say, I got street creds. Yeah, so I'm coming home. And as I've done already told you, you know where I eat at. Yeah, you can get ready. Might see some of them contests on the table. You know, meet Uncle Billy at Two Partners. Meet Uncle Billy at Robert's Ready to Wear and get a pair of shoes or something. Yeah, y'all hear me? But those are the type things that we're going to be doing to bring the neighborhood back up to snuff. Because guess what? Old Forest Theater is a landmark theater. What other theater do we have left? You know the old Lincoln is gone. Even if they tried to do something back up with that little booger, now it'd be too late. And all of y'all that didn't know about the death sick, man, I could laugh at y'all to death because y'all ain't never had the fun that we had at the death sick. They had a fire in the death sick, and 30 minutes later, they was back watching the movie. I was, too. So, yeah, y'all don't hear me. Yeah. Folks said, no way, I ain't gonna let that stop me. I'm going to the movie. Yeah, yeah. You know, the rats was big enough to sit in their own seat. Oh, Lord. Oh, don't know who owned them, but, man, we didn't even think about it like that. All we thought about was that they showed the movies that was out and that we wanted to see at them times, and we went. It's a lot of people never saw the Lincoln Theater on Bass Street. Yeah, y'all don't hear me. I know y'all don't know nothing about them communities down there. Y'all don't know there's a difference between Bonton and Lincoln Heights and Ideal Neighborhood. I know y'all don't know that. I know y'all don't understand that. But you know it's a difference between Richardson and Highland Park. You know it's a difference between Hamilton Park and Highland Park. White Rock area and all of that there. Yeah. Lake Dallas. Yeah. I know y'all know all about them. Well, Lord have mercy. Yeah. It is a Lincoln Heights in South Dallas. It is an Ideal Neighborhood. Queen City. You know, all of that. Y'all just got to stop discriminating in your own neighborhood. You boycott your own neighborhood. Yeah, y'all don't hear me. You've been boycotting your own neighborhood for 400 years. I can't stand y'all. Hypocrites. Yeah. And then you just crying all the time. You're whining. Yeah. It's getting close to my cutoff time, but guess what? I'm going to keep it going for a little while longer, because guess what? I feel like James Brown. I feel good. Yeah, sure do, because it's time we wake up and smell the coffee. Yeah, because, man, you know, it's time, man. You know, I know y'all don't feel the fire. But you gonna feel it? Just give me a little more time. Start Monday. You might hear from me tomorrow night. Cause how the day go? I got a couple of things going on. I got starting tonight, starting this evening. I'm just trying to surprise y'all to the extent to where it will shock you all to reality. That's what it's all about. How can I take my neighborhood back when it ain't there? You know what I'm saying? And I want y'all back. But the only way I'm going to get y'all back is to make sure y'all understand. You know, it's all about being real. Oh, Lord, there's a fire somewhere. I know. My little fan blowing like it's 1955. So, yeah, it's on and popping. Y'all don't, the feet don't fail me now. Don't get scared now. Yeah, because I'm coming. A lot of you ain't going to like it. Because, you know, y'all feel the well off. You like it the way it is. You big money in the neighborhood. Yeah, I understand all of that. But what you don't understand is, I'm coming back. And just like it was when I was there, just because you got money don't mean you need to be there. So we'll work that out. We'll work that out. We'll see who King Kong is. Yeah, you know, I'm pretty sure you saw him. Yeah. But if you didn't, and if you don't know Uncle Bill, you will. That's what I'm talking about. Feet don't fail me now. Like I said, I ain't got to kick in your door to get you to move. I'll be there. Oh, that was Michael Jackson, wasn't it? I'll be there. Yeah. Well, anyhow, I'm coming. And if you don't like me when I get there, you can try to tell me that. But all I'm going to tell you is I was there before you were. How you going to stop me from coming home? and I do protect my house and my family. So, yeah, I'm coming. And if you don't know me, you better ask about me. I know that ain't the part you wanted to hear. But I'm not here for you. I'm here for the many. I'm here for the plenty. I'm here for the ones that need me most. Yeah, y'all heard that? Y'all heard that? It was loud and clear. I didn't bite my tongue. And if you really don't like it, that's not my problem. You better shake, rattle, and roll. Because it's all about inclusion. That means everybody getting on the same page. It's going to be a winning team. We're going to bring clarity. Take off the blinders. Reality got to set in. We got to do what's right for each individual, each household. What's right, what's wrong, what's indifferent. All of that shit is out the window. Because, you know, each person, each household is judged very separately and very independently on what the needs are. And everybody knows the main need, but, you know, like I said, we'll talk about it. That's open to discussion. But, like I said, it's inexcusable not to be able to agree to disagree, especially at a time when we're trying to sing a song. We are family, you know, because we mean it. We'd like to do something about helping any and everybody that we can in any way we can, but that don't mean kissing no butt. So we letting you know that from the start. Don't want to surprise anybody or try to shock anybody. But first and foremost, I'm going to ask Uncle Billy. No change, one of my little brothers used to say. No change, same thing, you know. Yeah, y'all know who I'm talking about. Freddie Charles, Bebop. Yeah, I'm coming home. I'm so lonesome about it now. Every time I think about it, I get to thinking, saying, man, old Jick, Sam Smith, all the partners that all wanted to see change, all of them that wanted to see change, them was the day. And we all used to sit around, say what we was going to be doing. So, yeah, some strange feelings come over you when you get to thinking about back in the day, and I'm talking about the real day, you know, when you sit around the lake and talk, man. Those were the days. So we have to provide a better reason than not for people to stay in Bundton and do some of the things that they should have been doing a long while back, but they didn't think they had any chances at success. But the struggles and successes and the sacrifices, you have to kind of put them in the same bag. You have to put them in the same bag because folk didn't know, and you don't hold that against them for lack of knowledge. But It's just something that we got to change, and we got to change dramatically, because that's got to stop being the reason. Lack of knowledge it's got to stop being the excuse. You know what I'm saying? Well, I didn't know. Why didn't you know? Is it that you wasn't searching for an answer? Or you wasn't hoping for one? Or really, reality set in that you really didn't care? You really done gave up? And see, that's just as bad as, that's worse than not knowing. Because you done gave up. And that means, you know, your involvement is kind of like a catastrophic gear. Can you be trusted? You know, all of this comes to mind when you're dealing with a host of different characters and folk. You know what I'm saying? So you don't want to be watching your back. At the same time, you trying to watch your front because you really don't know who the enemy might be. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't understand. Yeah, because you really don't understand is some people don't want success out of nothing like this, you know, because the longer some people wait, the more money they gonna make. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't hear me. Yeah, it's a gold mine down there. But the point being is the people that's been suffering down there and going through all the sacrifices, going through all the struggles, are they going to get anything great from it? You know, like a better school, like a better store, you know, than the one they got. I cringe every time I think about that store, you know. Down on the corner, best location in the world for a store. And what? We won't get up there and stand out there and say, this store ain't worth nothing. This store create nothing but havoc, chaos all day long. Man, I went down there one time. These folks locked the doors on people and beat them up. Well, they changed them people out. But they got the same kind of owners right back because people thought that they had, because they had them people held hostage down there almost, that being on the store. You get punished if your kids go in and steal. Oh, Lord, I miss y'all. I hated to get on that part. I knew that this part was coming. So I'm going to have to get ready to do an early commentary and get out of here because it just, oh, man, it takes so much out of my soul to think about how we have tolerated no businesses that act like, try to act like a business, but act, you know, more like they holding people at bay and holding people hostage because they're the only ones in the area. And oh, man. So anyhow, to get off the sad part of it. Let's get back to basics. So we gonna come home. We gonna, and I keep saying we, cause I got a big family. See, people think it's just ask Uncle Billy and his family. But you have to realize down through the years, I've met on occasion quite a few people that had a real impact on my growth, like Rosa Parks. Yeah. Oh, y'all don't hear me? Yes. I met the wonderful Miss Rosa Parks. Had the pleasure of speaking with her on few occasions. And, yes, it was a wonderful experience to talk with the lady that wouldn't go to the back of the bus. So, yes, I do have an attitude all the time when I feel someone is being misused or abused. So, and yes, of course, I know that if I speak up, it's gonna be, might be something. But guess what? I'm up to the task. And You know that rhyme with ask Uncle Billy. So let's get it on. I know you know Marvin Gaye. So I'm just here to tell you, heads up, there is no tie goes to the runner. The journey that I'm on, the trip that I'm making, is based on nothing but love. Just like my friend said in her soliloquy with Celebrating Life, her name is Sylvia Donovan, and the young lady's so strong, I'm telling you, she done wrote a book on it. She said she refused to give up when she knows life is going to be this great. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all better listen. Y'all better listen. You got a young lady saying she refused to give up. Cancer ain't going to beat me down. Yeah. Well, I've been trying to tell them. I got family members that's been dueling that same fight. And I love them to death because no give up. No give up. You know, and that's all we need to. We need to stand up and stand out. Let's support Sylvia Donovan, and I guarantee you, you'll support yourself. See, that's what a lot of people fail to understand. When you get behind somebody strong that's doing something, God dog me, unrequited love type things, you know. She ain't asked for nobody to give her no pity party. But what she did ask for was the respect she deserved for fighting something that so many people was afraid of. Not afraid, not feared, afraid of. You know, Bantan talk, you know, real folk talk. Yeah, a whole lot of folk, not just black folk, everybody was scared. Council. This young lady said, well, yeah, y'all gonna be scared. What I'm gonna do is do something about it. I'm gonna write me a book and tell you fools, if you can, try to stay away from it. You know, don't try that council stuff. You know, it's real strong. It's real potent. But the further you stay away from it, the better off you are. Because, well, right now, I got it, but I'm fighting it. And she fought it and fought it and fought it. And man, I just wish y'all could meet her. I wish y'all could, you know, give $50 to her cause or whatever you can. Give $50. Man, see, because if you start standing up with strong people, folk, you got to realize. Birds of a feather flock together. You know, and I was reading one of my Facebook posts earlier today, and it was a picture of an old Indian guy, and he was saying, and this is in essence, because you know I'm not no verbatim type dude on a lot of things, because Daddy said if you always tell the truth, you don't have to remember what you said. So I'm just telling the truth. It was something along this line. You know that the right wing and the left wing, that's the Democrats and the Republicans, y'all. For y'all that don't know, that the left wing and the right wing are on the same bird. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Y'all will catch that later on. Y'all will catch that when you get ready to go to sleep. Yeah. I know y'all got it. Y'all just don't know y'all got it. But the left wing and the right wing is on the same bird. Understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So you better pick your poison pretty good. You know, you want the bird flying from you from the left side or the right side. It's the same bird. Dropping it in that pot, it's the same soup, just warmed over. Y'all don't hear me? But guess what? We getting better. We getting better because now we trying to find out what the true platform is. Just because you stand up there and say that's your platform, I'm going to tell you, even though I don't play poker yet, I'm learning that if I listen to a person long enough, or if I listen to a person intently enough, yeah, y'all heard that one, intently. Yeah, that's a pretty good word. For the simple reason, you know, sometimes you selective listeners hear what you want to hear simply because they got the money or they, you like them, them the ones you voted for the last time. You better listen more intently because sometimes you can peep their whole card. Y'all didn't hear me. I got to repeat that one. Because sometimes they'll show their own whole card. You got me? Yeah, I know you got that one. Yeah. So by the time you go to bed tonight, you'll know what I'm talking about when I say the right wing and the left wing is on the same bird. Because you got to build your own house. Brick or stone? I know you're going to say, what's the difference? That's for me to know and for you to find out. I'm selling them. I'm selling both of them. Now, build your house. Build your house. So all I'm saying is, we got to come together to where it's when we start understanding one another. Monday night going to start a whole different cycle. Monday night, I'm going to have some flyers out for the next week. But I'm just here to tell y'all, it's over. All of that laying down, I ain't going to let you lay down. I'm going to talk about you so bad to where you're going to want to get up and run. When I said jump, you ain't gonna say hi, hi. You just gonna start jumping. You might ask why you up in the air. Is this high enough, Uncle Billy? Cause look, this is not no 60-yard dash. This ain't even no 40-yard dash. This is a marathon. And you think all of them folk that came before us? Yeah, Cotton Martin and all of them. Do you think they would deprive themselves of the happiness of having them smiles up there, knowing that we supposed to make some of the changes that they tried to put in effect, and we laid down? Now, what that song said, I'll fall down. I didn't even learn that one too well. That's the reason I don't know that much about it. Because all of us fall down at the same time means somebody got a plan. Somebody got something up, or we let something get too close to us, or something, you know. Y'all hear me? Y'all just don't want to hear me. You want to be that selective listening. I got 5 more minutes that I'm going to give, maybe 6, that I'm just going to tell you about that maybe you get a better understanding out of what are we doing wrong? Monday night. I don't know yet, but I will know by Sunday evening. I'm going to start putting my tempo down by day ahead so that I can plan it better or make it a better taste of freedom. But we got to do something, people. We just can't keep sitting down waiting. That's not what's going to get us where we need to go. And remember, we are already on the journey. We just keep letting unnecessary things slow us down, make us make detours and stuff like that. Stuff that ain't even got dog me in the program. On the travel program, we just got dog me let stuff that don't really matter all the stuff coming up now, you know, Black Lives Matter and We Matter and all of that there. But people don't realize that because they trying to spread you too thin, people. You know, put your mind on something else while they mesmerize you over here and there. And mesmerize you everywhere. But we got to make some changes. First of all, since you know you can't make changes with nobody else, you can't make no people change and stuff, make yourself change. Stop accepting anything. Stop accepting mediocrity. Stop accepting God dog me stuff that don't make no sense. Yeah, you hear me? I know you do. And guess what? I'm saying it loud and clear. Better wake up and smell the roses. Only reason I didn't say coffee is I don't like coffee that much. But you better wake up and smell something. Because it's time. Oh, Lord, I know who I was supposed to call tonight. But my show is almost over. And since she didn't hardly hear me, I'm going to have to call her again. Y'all don't hear me, but you're going to hear me. You know why? Because you deserve it. You deserve to do better. You deserve the chances. All you have to do is call me and say, what can I do, Uncle Bill? What can I do? You can come on the show and talk your stuff. You can come on the show and tell me how you feel. I can get ways where you ain't even got to come, where you got to God dog me. Access to the telephone, I got a phone number you can call. So don't quit whining and say what you feel, say what you mean. You just can't call me and try to make it anonymous. If you're going to snitch to Howard Stern or somebody. But if you're going to talk facts and stand up for what you say, be it your neighborhood or whatever, especially South Dallas, I'm here to stand with you. I don't care 150%. But you got to tell me what the fight is going to be about, and it just can't be for you. It's got to be for the whole neighborhood or something that y'all up against that y'all can't handle. Yeah, I know you hear me now, because God dog me, the battle is on. Ask Uncle Billy. If you don't believe me, ask Uncle Billy. Just call in. Call the number 1-323-870-3963. I'll answer. And if I'm not in, leave a message. Call back at 6 to 8 on Monday night, because Monday night is Uncle Billy's night. You ask Uncle Billy. If you really want to know, ask Uncle Billy. That's what I'm talking about. So this is a night that was meant to be, and that's the reason I said you and me. I want to talk about St. Philip's, the best school in the world. I want to talk about Robert's Ready to Wear, where you get the best shoes in the world and the best suits. You be dressed so sharp, everybody be looking. Everybody used to just ask me, Uncle Billy, where you get that suit at? Man, I tell y'all, I don't shop at one place. Robert's Ready to Wear. Y'all scared to come to South Dallas, so I don't know. I think y'all trying to boycott my neighborhood. That's what it is. But guess what? Stronger than ever, because he had a plan. The only thing is, are we going to help him keep it up? See, that's what I'm talking about. We get so selfish, we want to sit back there and call somebody else and say, oh, we don't wear suits to church no more. Yeah. You know why? Because they ain't got no Robert's Ready to Wear in their neighborhood. If everybody had a Robert's Ready to Wear in their neighborhood, I guarantee you they'd be wearing suits. Yeah, y'all don't hear me? Yeah, uh-huh. All them pretty shoes I looked at. And got a great sale on right now. I ain't scared to say it because I done already picked my shoes. I don't know how to pick my shoes. I got to go back and get a couple more hats, but y'all can't wear my hat size, so I ain't worried about that. Yeah. Y'all don't hear me? So go on in. Shop all you like. Shop till your dollar drop. Because guys, guess what? He will cut you a deal. Old Sam Jr. will cut you a deal. And guess what? Mr. Washington will too. I went in there the other week. I got better than that money. I can't be buying no 4 pounds of shoes, you know. He said, well, Mr. Pioneer, what you looking for? I said, well, I'm right there. Right now, I might could cover 2 pairs. He said, well, pick out your 2 pairs, Mr. Pioneer. So that's what I'm talking about. You know, it's like down home shopping. You just like being in Neiman Marcus with a credit card, and it's invisible. That's the way they treat you. You get the best service, and you feel so happy. You feel so happy when you leave, cause you know. And yes, I got a couple of stores if you really want me to that I can compare. The cost and everything else, because I've been there. I've been there, done that. Remember, I was the one that had the friend I was telling you about the other week that was millionaire a couple of times. Yeah. I'm trying to find him, too. Trying to find out where he is, because I'm looking for him. But it's all of that in a bag of chips. All you got to realize is that we make great neighbors, and I think that if we, I know I'm fixing to step on a lot of toes, but if you bring back the same mentality that Mr. Tony Davis had, Mr. Sam Washington has, and a lot of Miss Connie Davis. Lord have mercy. I can just name all of the different people in the neighborhood that wanted to see South Dallas prosper and grow and inclusionary. That's another word I made up. I ain't never heard it. Inclusionary into the world, you know, because they were bringing systems and ideas into a segregated area that was so mixed up, you know, and blind. Really, you know, to be at a loss for words and thoughts and ideas in a goddamn me land of freedom is just like being in a jailhouse. You know, say, man, it's just that some people came along at a great time and made some changes, and we just need to add to it. So if we don't do something, if we don't do but one thing, and that's adapt to where we are in the world and be included in a lot of the decisions that's being made toward the areas that we live in, it's just growing up. It's just saying enough is enough. Now let's get started. You know, they put the people on TV and have them out the window, have them stick their head out the window. I'm mad as hell and I ain't taking it no more. We couldn't even do that. And we won't do that. Why is it? We got things coming on. Clean South Dallas tomorrow. Celebrating Life Foundation in December. We got the Kidpreneur program with St. Phillips in April of next year. I'm putting out banners. I'm putting out signs. I'm doing everything. I'm telling folk about it. But guess what? People aren't asking about it because we're not bringing it up enough. Not in our own neighborhoods. And our kids, and I tell people this all the time. When the last time you tested your child? When the last time you got doggy, made sure your child could read at 2 and 3 years old? When the last time you read a book to your child when he was 1, 2 years old? But I never did that. Oh, why? Because I can't read. Oh, well, get you high a reader. You high everybody, you high everything else. Shit. It ain't going to take you much to get that child involved in higher education just because he's 1 or 2 years old. You show him how smart he is. Yeah, that child able to read now almost, and you holding him back because you can't read. Yeah, and whose fault is that? That's your fault because you got control of that child. Yeah. If you wasn't ready for that child, you shouldn't have had that child. Think about it now. Yeah. Yeah, y'all don't hear me. But now you want to be Miss It, but you neglecting your child. I ain't neglecting my child. My child got a babysitter. Yeah, but your babysitter ain't reading to him. Your babysitter ain't doing what they need to do. Well, what kind of babysitter you got? You just got somebody keeping your child. That ain't no babysitter. Y'all don't hear me? But guess what? I know I made it a little over time, but I'm here to tell y'all, I really need you all to understand. I love you. I love all the things that I can see possibly growing up around you and with you and everything else, because I'm from this hood, and I want to see my hood back up, businesses prospering, growth, economical growth, spurring up all over the area. Because we deserve it, man. Y'all don't hear me. But we deserve it. And if you don't believe that you deserve it, let me tell you, like I was telling you the other week, when we go to the party and everybody's playing and talking about football, but you like baseball, and you get ready to say something, they say, shut up. You're in the wrong party. If everybody's going to be talking about growth and education and prosperity, and you want to talk about getting drunk and smoking dope, you're in the wrong neighborhood. Y'all don't hear me? But reality got to sink in sooner or later. This is my last 5 minutes on the air tonight, and I'm going to use it wisely. So I'm going to tell you. If you're talking about a party and all of that, they're unnecessary, ain't helping the community, ain't doing nothing, don't come to me. Please don't ask Uncle Billy. But if you're talking about something that's going to inspire the community, help grow the community, please call Uncle Billy. I'll get the word out. You can be on my Facebook. You can be on my God Dog Me inspirational team. You can be almost anything you want to be. Because guess what? This is America. You can be great. But you got to compensate with prosperity. You grow in some kind of way, fashion, or form, either intelligently, monetarily, or something. You just can't do nothing. Because doing nothing is part of the problem. Let's be a part of the solution. Y'all hear me? And I really want to thank you. Because if you really want to know, ask Uncle Billy. I know y'all heard that one. Because I said it, and I meant it with a very deep emotional thank you for listening. Thank you for taking the commentary and putting it in a nice place. And remember, when you really want to know, ask Uncle Billy. I'm going to leave you all with the best smile I ever seen in my life. The strongest young lady I've ever known that I thought she was a pioneer. Her name is Sylvia Donovan. And as I said, She's one of the strongest young ladies I ever met in my life. And I got some strong ladies in my family. And she protrudes it with a loving smile and gift-giving attitude all the time. Thank you, Ms. Donovan, for inspiring me today, because I know some of your struggles and sacrifices, but I can truthfully and honestly say you didn't there. And all success based upon your energy and your attitude. Thank you, and have a great day. Good night. Allah.